The Railway Viaduct by Edward Marston, read by Sam Dastal. Victor Leeming was a walking paradox. The more things he found to dislike about his job, the more attached he became to it. He hated working late hours, looking at mutilated corpses, appearing in court to give evidence, facing the wrath of Superintendent Tallis, having to arrest women, being forced to write endless reports, and travelling, whenever he ventured outside London, by rail instead of road. Most of all, he hated being separated for a night from his wife Estelle and their children. Notwithstanding all that, he loved being a detective and having the privilege of working alongside the famous Robert Colbeck. Slightly older than the inspector, he had none of the latter's acuity or grasp of detail. What Leeming could offer were tenacity, commitment, and an unflinching readiness to face danger. He slept fitfully that night. The bed was soft and the sheets were clean, but he was never happy when Estelle was not beside him. Her love could sustain him through anything. It blinded her to the patent ugliness of her husband. His broken nose and jagged features would have tempted few women. His squint would have repelled most wives. Estelle adored him for his character rather than his appearance, and as he had discovered long ago, the most hideous man could look handsome in the dark. Night was the time for confidences, for catching up on domestic events, for making plans, for reaching decisions, and for sharing those marital intimacies that never seemed to dull with the passage of time. Leeming missed her painfully. Instead of waking up in his wife's arms, he had to go on another train journey. It was unjust. Over an early breakfast at the hotel the next morning, he had difficulty in staying fully awake. Leeming's yawns punctuated the conversation. Colbeck was sympathetic. "How much sleep did you get last night, Victor?" he said. "Not enough." "I gathered that." Colbeck ate the last of his toast. "Make sure that you don't doze off on the train. I need you to remain alert. When you get to Lime Street, buy yourself a newspaper."
"Why?"
"Because it will contain a description of the man we need to identify. Memorize it so that you can pass it on to the various people you question in Manchester."
"Wouldn't it be easier simply to show them the newspaper?"
"No, you must master all the facts. I'm not having you thrusting a newspaper article under their noses. It's important to look everyone in the eye when you talk to them."
"If I can keep mine open," said Leeming wearily. He drained his teacup in a gulp. "Is it true that the man's shoes were missing?"
"His shoes and his jacket."
"I can imagine someone stealing the jacket. He would have had his wallet and other things of value in it. Why take his shoes as well?"